$9,780. This is a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements. This is the one down to Brock Hill Beach where we had the letter, the fellow from Coca Construction. We tabled that, right? We tabled it to go down and to take a look at it. And I did, and asked Buddy, he went down too. If you remember on one side, he was stating about it, he was gonna need 25 feet and they was gonna purchase it and enter a contract and we'd ask for a date. But he said, oh, there's 25 feet, maybe only 8 feet wouldn't be wetland. Well, to this, that one side of it, everything, Bud, would you say, what, 500 feet or better is all wetlands?
It's all wetlands down there.
No way that you could even.
I checked the wetlands maps and we're not definitive of where federal and state, okay, that's Denrac's Ballyboo, they take care of that. But it does show the wetlands being that whole left-hand side, if you look at the map, or I would say the west side there, as wetlands. And what portion I said, again, is state, and you know, state you can't approach at all. And of course, federal you can. You could put a dock out there if you wanted the Corps Army Engineers. And
right. Is it state or federal?
They're both, and that's what I'm saying. The line's not... doesn't show on our maps. That the seller would have to get, or the buyer
would have to get that determination.
Would have to get that from Denrac, and they have the wetlands maps.
But their reason for adding the land was just to give them an appropriate setback. I mean,
that's
they
correct.
Weren't really
that's correct.
Too concerned about what was on it. They or building on it. They just wanted enough to make 10 feet, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, they wanted to get this variance, but they were trying. They were going to enter into a contract, and then if they
excuse me.
Yeah, but even if they didn't,
yeah,
they still
you asked me to
it
check
is.
To see if it was wetlands and what wetlands.
They couldn't
were.
Beat it. No way was that. Even if they did get that 25 feet, it wouldn't help them.
Because it doesn't always show out there that they are wetlands. There are some. You know, you do have maybe a couple of feet in there where you could actually build on. It's not wetlands.
What was that one? How does this compare to that one at Bonds Creek that we approved?
How's it compare?
Involved there. Pardon me?
What did we decide when that was that state or?
We approved it. I'm not sure whether it was state or not, but it, in other words, we allowed him to encroach into wetlands, even though.
Well, it's probably federal wetlands. Yes.
But this should be federal. State and federal both. Though we don't have the. I don't know how we drew that line. How to get that line
well,
down?
No, you'd have to get that.
They'd have to do
Delineation
that.
Delineation line that goes through there, if I'm saying that right.
So the seller or the buyer of that grant would have to get that, or seller or furnish it to them.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
So based on that?
I mean, that takes a survey, and I don't think the county, I mean, I haven't heard of the county doing that for any applicants. You know.
Jeff, did that guy build into what? He didn't build into wetlands, though.
He didn't build into it, but what was it? Remember right from Vines Creek?
Could you pass that down to Mr. Burrell and let him look at that?
Setback.
If that has anything.
Encroached, but he didn't build on it.
Yeah.
Is this it?
What is that?
No, that's Mr. Burrell.
They build on it?
That's
a little legal document. They want this variance in it, first thing, but just in case they can't, they want to go ahead, they're going to try to enter into a contract
right.
to get that with it. But if they don't, they want this variance anyway, knowing that it's, that's Mr. Burrell, knowing that it's wetland. As he said, he thought he might be able to have 8 feet if he would need it.
But they're not going to build it.
No.
Right?
Uh-uh.
So how does this differ from the one at Vines Creek?
It doesn't.
So we've already approved one at Vines Creek for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. I know where, I see where you're going. I got you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm in favor of it. I'm just saying if you're looking at the precedent, it's already been set.
Okay, well, according to this, then, they've got their contract then to buy the extra property.
Buy the extra.
And, I mean, the purpose of that was to get rid of the objection.
Right.
Done that.
Because the neighbor will not now object, I guess, is now that they've got a
now that they've got that. That's what I thought, but
yeah,
I want to clear it with you.
But we want to get in and look so for you, so I don't see any problem.
If they bought property, they don't need the variance.
Not really, would it? Well, I looked at that.
If that's not going to go through for probably a couple of weeks, but if it is and is combined with their property, then the need for the variance is.
Yeah, because I don't think they were just drafting a letter to go to send to Mr. Burke, wasn't it? Just saying that and gotten it done. And then they were going to have to try to get it done. He may not even sell it to him.
I mean, it's conceivable that would never go through, or, you know, it'd fall through or something, but.
That's what I wanted to ask you, how.
Also, it's also conceivable that if we approve it, she would back out anyway.
Yeah, there's any number of reasons it might not actually happen, but, I mean, you could just put it on the table for, leave it on indefinitely until it settles, see what happens.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
See, I mean, that's what I was gonna say, you just leave it till it's settled, till they either purchase it and find out.
Yeah.
Okay?
So moved.
And if you determine it does settle and they, you know, they record the survey that combines them, then you can bring it back up and dismiss it as unnecessary.
Leave it on the table, okay. Who made the motion?
Me.
Mr. Mills, second? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson, that case number 9,780 be left on the table until the settlement can be made or be completed. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried, again, case will be tabled.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed? Motion carried, will be recessed for a half hour, let me gently look at them down there.